And it's not easy when you have two worlds to balance, because I'm very proud to say that she has done amazing as a doctor. She's an amazing doctor. But at the same time, she's never made me feel like she didn't have the time for me, or she's always been there for me as a mother. And this is something that a lot of women out there, all the women here have been doing, who are mothers as well. And that is something that has always amazed me as a child. That, I mean, I don't know how you can balance two wonderful things so perfectly without even having a hint of worry on your face. Having said this, I think I feel that aren't women already the most powerful? They're entrepreneurs. They're creating the future of the country. So they're already the most powerful. And when it comes to women empowerment, I think they must realize that they have such a big responsibility, which they're doing kick-ass, like complete pros at it. So aren't they already empowered? Well, for me, women empowerment weren't actually two words which I knew a lot about, because I never felt that I needed to be empowered. But growing up, I come from the state of Haryana. I never stayed there till I went to college, and I chose to educate myself at a college which is a girls' college in rural Haryana, because I believed something that my father told me, that if you go to the remotest of places, as a doctor you will learn the most, and I wanted to learn. But when I went to my college, it was completely different from what I had imagined. And that's when, as an 18-year-old, I had an idea to do something when it came to menstruation. Because at that point of time, all I understood was health. And I felt that, well, menstruation, if women are more comfortable about menstruation and, you know, they'll be able to take care of their hygiene, then definitely it won't boil down to diseases such as pelvic inflammatory diseases and your RTIs. And that could... RTI, reproductive tract infection, not the RTI, you guys know. So that's how I started my project.